Okay, I'm on the KG now. Yeah, basically all it does, it lights up basically your dashboard and lights up red. I don't know, it could be something in the frequency settings on it, is what it sounds like to me, if it's not transmitting, or I know it's got to be on wideband, and if it's, I know, repeater, it's got to have the PL tones and stuff, but on your simplex channels, you should be able to get simplex to simplex between the KG and an HD.
Yeah, copy. I tried simplex, repeater, I tried the low side. I haven't switched the lower band yet, or narrower wide band yet, but I've tried everything, and I'm using the computer program to get it programmed, so it should be dialed in as far as I can see.
That should be, it's separate on your repeater channels. Yeah, you have to get that all dialed in, basically, from the frequency to what repeater it is to your PL tones. But, yeah, I don't see why it wouldn't be transmitting on simplex. That makes no sense to me.
Break.
Set up, and they're just like my P-TECH that I'm talking on now, but yeah, I got it's showing that it's lighting up on the screen, but it's not putting anything out, and of course I don't have the right connectors to see if I'm getting any power out to hook up my meter.
Yeah, copy that. Go ahead, break.
Yeah, 492, where do you have your mic plugged in at? Do you have it plugged in on the left side, or do you have it plugged in on the right side onto the head?
Yeah, 519, I've got it plugged in on the head, and then the data cable is plugged in on the left side where it says PC.
Okay, I think you can't have the programming cable plugged in, and then double check on your phone. Make sure that it's programmed on both channels, or on both the transmit and the receive. I know John had that problem too when he got his, that he only had it programmed on one. And you need to make sure that they're programmed on both, on the transmit and the receive.
All right, copy. I'll check that. And I tried it on simplex, and it's showing us lighting up on the screen, but it's not on any of the channels, the high or the low side. It's not putting out anything that I can tell.
I'm not sure, because I mean, once you got those there down, it should be working. Just not quite sure about that one right yet.
Maybe you can do a test for me on your unit. When I hit the, where'd my dot thing go? When I hit the mode button, I notice that it'll go the channel, the frequency, the channel number, and then another number pops up, and it looks like a VHF number that'll pop up on there. Is that the secondary number in my transmit?
See, I'm trying to remember, when you go in, because the way they're set up is you're going to have the CTCSS come up first, and then the you have the transmit and then the receive, and then after that, hold on a minute. Let me look in mine right quick. Like I said, it's been a while, but let me look in mine right quick.
Copy, stand by.
Oh, and then the other thing, too, is you got the dual monitor on or just the single?
I've got it set up on both.
Okay, you know how to switch between the two of them?
Yeah, it's, I think it's that number 8 button, the TGR.
Now, if you got the dual watch on, you'll see if you push the round button on the top left, you'll see where it'll pop between the two, and you may not just have it on the right channel.
Yeah, copy on the area button. Yes, it was on the correct channel. It's got the arrow that moves back and forth.